Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another very important broadcast lined up for all of you out there today. It is the fourth day, Wednesday, the 4th of February, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We have one of the lawyers who is a plaintiff and an expert on the fact that Hillary Clinton is not allowed under the Constitution to be the Secretary of State because she served in the legislative and voted for a pay raise for that position during the same period directly preceding it. So we'll spend about 20, 30 minutes on that coming up in the next hour. Then Peter Schiff in 2 hours joins us, Euro-Pacific Capital, talk about the latest developments in the economy. And then Peter Wallison, American Enterprise Institute, on the banker takeover situation. He's definitely an insider and been an advisor to multiple Treasury departments and different administrations. So that is coming up today as well. But he's a 30-minute guest, so is Peter Schiff, so is our other guests, so we'll have lots of time to cover other news and take your calls. Other news like this, red alert, red alert. Cheney warns of new attacks. Cheney warns of new attacks in an exclusive interview with Politico.com. We'll be going over that report. Also, new missing memos have been leaked that I guess were left on White House computers. And it's now been leaked out by the Obamanoids, I guess, and it's just exactly what we said, in fact, worse, where they openly say they're going to use the military inside the United States and that there's no Constitution, no Bill of Rights, no Fourth Amendment. And these are only one-paragraph summaries. This was just a memo summary left on a computer system. And who knows, they probably leaked this on purpose just to flaunt it in our face and the Obamanoids are now saying maybe Cheney's right about executive power and police state because it keeps us safe from Al-Qaeda. So we'll be getting into this Cheney warns of new attacks report. Remember, Rahm Emanuel said that they're going to tag gun control onto the anti-terror fight and that he knows the American people will go with the anti-terror fight against the Second Amendment. So that's how they're going to phrase all of this under the Democrats. I predicted that. Before I even knew, Rahm Emanuel had said this about a year ago, that once the Democrats were in power, they would mix gun control in with anti-terrorism, and certainly that is the battle plan. What, you won't turn your gun in? You're with the terrorists? I mean, and I got an email. A person made a great point. If they've got over 1 million Americans and growing by 20-plus thousand a month, 25,000-plus a month, being added to it, and then they have this criminal database of 2 million, if you're a suspected terrorist, why aren't they interviewing you? Why aren't they interrogating you? Why aren't they having a grand jury indict you? Well, because under this new system, they just say they think you might be a terrorist and you have no rights. That's the whole point about not having a Bill of Rights or Constitution. So they let these people they claim are terrorists, 1 million Americans, run around everywhere. I mean, there's 1 million Al-Qaeda terrorists in America. And you've heard Fox News and BBC, there's blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda, they're everywhere. Look under your bed, look in the closet at night, look over in your backyard in the garden, there may be Al-Qaeda hiding there amongst the turnips. So I'm going to break that down. No doubt in my mind they're planning to stage an inaugural bombing in the next 6 to 7 months, just like 9/11. And there, I mean, you think the worship of Bush with a 92% approval rating after they staged 9/11 was high. Obama will probably be 98% or something, except people are now aware of government-sponsored terror. But the Pentagon is running things for the foreign offshore banks. We're going into receivership, and they need to stage a terror attack to slap the lid on our freedoms and liberties and complete our journey into absolute complete enslavement. Despotism, bondage. So, three big guests today. Your phone calls, a ton of news. And Dick Cheney, big time Dick Cheney, says, get ready for the terror.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S., you'll lose some weight.
Found at the front lines in the info war.
the tip of the spear. The outcome of this battle and this overall war lies with you, the people, not just of the United States and North America, but the people of Asia, Europe, Latin America. We stand together against the forces of the eugenics crime syndicate known as the New World Order. Never surrender. Commit to go through your fear of what your neighbors, your boss, your employees think, your pastor thinks. Go through the fear of being concerned they might put you in a FEMA camp. They will put you in that FEMA camp if you give in to them. The enemies running this nation now are the most vicious criminals ever seen throughout history. They are the individuals who have proven themselves to be mass murdering control freaks. So I'm going to ask you something right now, ladies and gentlemen. Who are you? Are you in the fight against tyranny? Are you on the sidelines getting run over? Or are you serving the dark forces? I'm asking you, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Send in your skeletons. Send them in. We know they're here. And if we just turn loose the power of humanity, the dynamic human spirit, we're going to blast them. We're going to defeat them. We're going to crush them. We're going to smash them into junk. Commit to never surrender, to be a true patriot, to defend liberty and freedom and the innocent against the New World Order. I want to hear you roar for freedom. I want to hear your battle howl. All right, Cheney warns of new attacks. Cheney warns of new terrorist attacks. Former Vice President Dick Cheney warned that there is a high probability that terrorists will attempt a catastrophic nuclear biological attack in coming years, and said he fears the Obama administration's policies will make it more likely the attempt will succeed. How many years did I tell you? And I saw them setting this up with Patriot Act 2. They said, if you don't pass this, this will allow terrorists to attack. So this is classic terrorism. They say, give us what we want politically. Let us overthrow the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, or the boogeyman will come and will get you. That is the definition of terrorism, threatening violence or carrying out violence for a political or economic gain. And so we're being terrorized, and it even came out in White House memos. Ari Fleischer, the previous press secretary, before Scott McClellan, and then Perino, he came out and said, yeah, the White House is issuing terror alerts for political gain, like it was no big deal, and the Associated Press reported on it. Amazing. In a press conference, in the White House press room. On record, they issue these to terrorize the public and for political gain, to set up this huge police state apparatus that we told you over and over and over again was being designed and set up and built publicly in all the documents, just not openly. They weren't announcing it on the news, but if you publicly went and looked at the documents, it was for the American people, for gun owners, for marijuana smokers, for people that won't hand over their land, for people that sue government servants that call themselves officials and authorities. And now you hear tens of thousands upon tens of thousands, in some cases tens of thousands per state, of using the Patriot Act against non-terror-related cases, arguing with police, being caught with marijuana, fistfights, being charged as terrorists. They're swinging the entire system they built around to be pointed right at myself, right at you, right at all of us. And now we have, inside the Brady campaign, videotape released from inside the bowels of that at a closed meeting, a giant auditorium filled with criminal creatures that wish to disarm defang the American people, castrate the American people, bound the American people, so they can have our way with us, saying we're going to use the threat of terrorism with guns as the pretext to ban at will, through executive fiat, individuals owning guns. And I'm telling you, folks, I've seen them preparing it, talking about wanting to put metal detectors in shopping malls, wanting to put metal detectors on street corners, make citizens line up and be searched. All of this airport security business was training the American people to take their shoes off, to have their toothpaste taken away, to have their bottled water taken away, to have breastfeeding mothers drink their own milk out of a bottle. It's all about humiliation. It's all about training you to accept it. Now, it backfired, and people flying cut back massively, so now when you fly, they, yes, sir, thank you. It's all this fakeness, but they still have you submit and go through all of this. They even changed the color of the TSA uniforms to try to confuse people. See, it's backfiring on them. And so now Dick Cheney got up before he left office, and he said, I think Barack Obama needs to keep all the new presidential executive tools we got. Where they say the president's even outside the executive, and the vice president's outside even the executive, and outside all branches of government, and literally can order torture, secret arrest, is above the law, is the law. Like God speaking from the white throne of judgment. And then Obama, what, 3 weeks ago, with Stephanopoulos on his Sunday morning TV show, said, yeah, I agree with Cheney on that. And now they're saying, oh, we do need to keep the tools of secret arrest, and they're just going to change the name of torture to extreme and harsh interrogation. They may close Guantanamo, but they're building other ones and saying they'll be right here in the United States. And then they announce they're building the FEMA camps, more of them, and trying to pass laws to merge local police under them inside the military compounds. It's all there, everything exactly as we told you would happen, because we were reading their own documents. And the documents were all compartmentalized, but you could lay each one of them side by side and see a completely clear picture. You can differ with my interpretation of it, but now in hindsight, you can't. Exactly right. Precisely right. Because I probably read 50, 60, 70 books about the Nazis, like Heinz Hobel, Order to the Death's Head, 900 pages, all about how they ran it, all their own memos, all their own details, how they controlled dissidents, how they took over the society, how they federalized the police. I probably read 15, 20 books on Joseph Stalin, on Lenin, on the purges, on the takeovers from 1917 right through into the 50s. I've read many books about communist China, including put out by the communist government itself, admitting they killed 80-plus million. Our media says 60 million. They say 80 million, and they're proud of it. The government of China says 80-plus mil. One book says 84 put out by the government. One says 86. I don't know. They're proud of that. Talk about Megadeth. That's Megadeth 80-plus times. Megadeth, 1 million deaths. That's 100,000-person football stadiums. 100,000-person football stadiums 80-plus times. Think about that number. That is thousands and thousands of sports stadiums with 100,000 people per stadium gone. That's the hobby. Some of you like to bird watch or go out and watch butterflies and bees flap around. Some of you like to garden. Some of you like hot rods, hop-ups. Some of you like boating. Some of you like watches. Some of you like women. Some of you like men. Some of you like drinking. Some of you like sports. Some of you ride unicycles as your hobby. Some of you like to box. Others like to travel. The globalists like to kill. And that's what they do. And they're going to teach you to love being murdered. They're going to teach you to love having everything you own taken from you first. And then you can beg them for the little handouts of food. They have to totally implode our economy and our society to create a crisis so bad with rioting and starvation that people beg to turn their guns in for food. So we'll come back. Cheney warns of new attacks. In an interview with Politico, Cheney unyieldingly defended the Bush administration's support for Guantanamo Bay Prison and coercive interrogation of terrorism suspects. We'll be right back on the other side of this key transmission. Stay with us.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Works is Obama comes in with all this hype. In his first 200 days, he controls the House. He controls the Senate. He controls many state governors. He controls the executive. He controls the bureaucracy, the regional governors, the governors of FEMA, the true governors. He's under international treaty, controlled by the internationalists himself, the regional governor of the main imperial base, the United States. and the slaves toiling here, not just under economic and bondage and embargo, but deeply under mind control. And then after their 200 days, they need a staged event. Will it be a mass shooting in a shopping mall, hundreds dead? Will supposed Muslim terrorists hit multiple shopping malls across the nation, and then we'll hear that they were killed? In truth, the black op operators will send in Muslim double agents who believe that they're just making a drug drop-off or something in a shopping mall. The special ops will kill them first, opening fire, then spray, wearing fake beards, into the crowd. They'll be allowed to escape. The feds will be on hand, ordering a stand down as they did at Columbine and Blacksburg. They will then take off their beards, get in police uniforms, and go out the back into a waiting truck and leave. Then news video will be put on television of the Muslim terrorist. I mean, that's how they do it. That's how they do 7-7. That's how they do all these events. That's how they carried out 9-11. We know the supposed hijackers were CIA on record in triplicate, just from every angle admitted. We're supposed to just forget about all that. Or will they stage another big 9-11 with jets? Or will they set off a nuke? Or will they say that, oh my gosh, bird flu has jumped completely into humans, it's airborne. Thousands dying in Canada. Thousands dying in New York. Thousands dying in Tokyo. Shut down the United States. During this time of crises, FEMA will save you. There's so many little tricks they can pull out of that black bag they've got of black ops. And then the people will truly learn to worship government and learn to worship. And the government will say, do whatever we say, hand over the property, hand over the fines and fees, hand over the incredible taxation and regulation, and we will save you. We're launching new wars against new enemies. This country, that country was behind the attacks. They can release a bioweapon and say it naturally mutated. They can release a bioweapon and say that some nation or rogue group released it, or they can do many other things. With all the genetic engineering going on, the cross-species hybridization that gives rise to bizarre bacterial and mycoplasm mutations, viral mutations, it could on its own get out and wreak havoc even better for the globalists. In case after case after case after case after case of Ebola and HIV and foot and mouth, it's all been weaponized. In every case, it's confirmed it's released by government. On record, it's admitted. But it's in the back of the paper a few times here and there. And the public keeps hoping. See, they set up the economic implosion after they stage the terror attacks and get the grid in place, the control grid, the straitjacket on humanity. But if you free your mind, you can slip out of it. They're testing the waters. They've got their thumb to the wind, their finger to the wind. And if they think you're going to go along with it, they will green light their operations. A lot of people marvel. They can't believe this show's for real. They can't believe that I'm for real because they can't imagine someone with this, in this prominent of a fashion, would actually get up and fight these people if I actually believe they're as evil as I'm saying. Yes, they're as evil as I'm saying. But if you had logic, you would know, of course it's for real. Look at the history. Look at what we've been right about. Look at all the facts. Look at how it's all mainstream news now, but with their spin on it. I know that I have no future and no chance of a future if these people aren't beaten. I know they've done tens of thousands of declassified tests of chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals, killing U.S. citizens, other citizens around the world, and their own troops. I know they've staged hundreds of admitted terror attacks. I know they murdered hundreds of millions of people last century. And frankly, I'm into humanity. I know I live forever. Just like my ancestors lived through me, as long as the species continues and these globalists don't wreck it and don't completely alter what we are, I live on through those that come. I am steadfastly committed and tied in to my species, and I love you. And I am going in and going in full throttle. X-foils locked in attack position. So focus. Engage in the info war. We'll cover Cheney in detail when we get back and cover a lot of other news on the economy. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do without freedom? Will you fight?
Hey, against that?
No!
We will run! And we will live.
All right? Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
There who said you never turn your guns in. They've got gun bills introduced that basically ban everything. Without courts, without judges, anything. They're openly, publicly in the news, building giant FEMA camps everywhere, merging the local police and military with them. They're openly saying brace for more terror attacks. Foreign banks are openly announcing world government and stealing tens of trillions of dollars and telling us we've got to pay it all back with interest to them. Paying them to steal it all. What you going to do about it? You got to get the word out so people know who the real enemy is. If the people move in asymmetrical info war at the ground level, the force multiplication of exponential info will be so massive it will smash the enemy. They are already in deep trouble. They're already countering everything we're talking about here with PSAs and propaganda TV commercials everywhere. They know. They have congressional hearings admitting they're losing all credibility. They're openly naming 9/11 truth as an enemy of the state because we fight for the Republican truth and justice. They have called us out, and they admit in their own councils that they are in danger and that they are not invincible. They have analyzed the organic attack profile that we have launched against them, and they understand that if you move against them, they will fall. By the very nature of their attack against us, it is so huge. It is so over the top. It is so incredibly obvious and ridiculously evil. Ridiculously just incredible. Hundreds of newspapers openly announcing world government, saying the very banks that engineered the collapse, you'll pay carbon taxes to them and they'll control every financial institution, major corporations with carbon taxes and bureaucrats that work for them and open private brigades of tattletale squads and environmental squads under the president and then governmental brigades and then giant domestic military that the Pentagon now announced 2 days ago, confirming everything we warned you about. It's here, man. They're marching on us. And they'll try to put out their propaganda that, well, we're not marching against you. This isn't an assault. We're your friends. Balderdash. Poppycock. This is a fraud. I mean, how could we not be fighting this? How could we not be saying no to it? All it has is that cloak of, it's our government. It's our government. It's corrupt, but it's still our government. It is not your government. It has been hijacked. The state governments, the federal government, are fully under international treaty and agreement and have handed over all their authority. You know, Obama said during the campaign he was going to have this big Buy America initiative. And then he came out and said, oh, don't worry, that was just rhetoric. Besides, that would violate the World Trade Organization agreement we signed. That's right. The government can't even say it has a Buy America initiative. See, there's no sovereignty there. They create the World Trade Organization in 95. And within a few years, Congress had passed laws signing over all its authority. But it's a fraud. Just like they passed a law October 3rd last year, ceding all authority over to private offshore banks where everything is secret and nothing can be looked at or reviewed. And then the Federal Reserve, one of the board members, was in front of Congress last week saying, I'm not going to tell you where the trillions went. And congressmen are on record saying, where is the money? I don't have to tell you, punk. And that's a fraudulent contract. A real contract to stand up in court has to be fair. It has to have compensation. And it can't be a fraud. That's like if somebody can trick your 12-year-old son or daughter at school to sign a contract, signing over all their money, all their wealth, all their intellectual property in their entire life, it's a fraudulent contract. If you trick an adult into signing a fraudulent contract, it can't stand up. It's a fraud. Offshore banks come in here and pay off the Congress to sign over all its authority on trade to an offshore private board. And they just do it. That's what the Pentagon's there for now. Thomas Barnett, the big Naval War College expert, he goes on C-SPAN and admits it. That they work for Madison Avenue and the big banks and Wall Street. I set him up for the show one time, and right before the show, he checked out who I was and said, no, I'm not coming on to John on the show right now. So we called Barnett. I called him during a break, and I said, why don't you come on? He said, I'm not going to grace and give validity to anything you say. I'm not coming on your show. And I said, your new world order will be defeated. We're going to stop world government. And he's just like, keep on praying. Keep on hoping. And like cackled like a witch. And I said, I commit before God we're going to defeat you. And he just went, yeah, and hung the phone up. I mean, you get on the phones with these guys and say, we're going to defeat global government. We're going to defend the republic. And they're just, ha, ha, keep on dreaming.
Keep on dreaming. We run this thing. We're in control. But to the public, it's all, oh, the children, the terrorists are going to attack with guns. Just turn in the firearms. Just let us have some reasonable gun control for the children so they're safe. Let us ban whatever we want and register everyone. And then by fiat, ban anyone we want from owning a gun and ban any guns we want. Sign over to international bodies and UNIDIR at the UN to control us through treaty. Oh, we just want to be your friend. And we're the government. Oh. Just turn the guns in and everything will be fine, and then you'll be safe. You'll be safe. We want to protect you. We're the government. We're the nice people. We're Rahm Emanuel, Nancy Pelosi, and Dick Cheney, and Secretary of Defense Gates. There you go. Give me that gun. There. There now. Now these nice men in black uniforms are going to take care of you.
But wait, you said I'd be safe if I did this.
You are safe. Safe to be my slave if I choose to allow you to live.
That is literally the spirit we're dealing with.
Fool! Fool, weak-minded, now you will die.
Imagine the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence that our forebears built to defend against tyranny. Built to strengthen liberty as a fortress. Now its walls pulled down, its battlements crushed, its doors rammed open. But still, we're here inside Fortress Liberty. We could still defend the breaches. But instead, the enemy has its own agents above us, leading the citadel.
Stand down, it's your friends. There's no army at the gates. There's no assault. There's no New World Order. Don't listen to conspiracy theorists. Those of you at the walls, at the holes, at the breaches, stand back, lay down your swords. There's no army there.
And we say they're catapults. Their siege engines have knocked holes. There are their forces just 10 feet ahead, waiting for us to stand aside.
Silence. There is no assault. Listen to the fool. Who is he to speak?
But now the enemy is pouring in through the breaches. The public did stand down. Not all of them. And so they're in the news going,
yes, there's an army here to protect you. Lay down your arms. Yes, yes, yes.
But wait, 5 minutes ago you said there wasn't an army there.
Oh, nah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There was a crisis in the castle. There were traitors within that tore down the walls, and now the army is here to arrest them.
Well, wait a minute. The traitors you're talking about are the ones that warned us that you were pulling down the walls.
Silence! Arrest that one as well! He is with the enemy.
That's what they did. They said, there's no New World Order.
There's no globalism. There's no New World Order. There's no plan for a North American Union. There's no plan to take your guns. There's no plan for foreign banks to take over.
And then now, all over the place, they announce, oh, yes, a huge central foreign bank to run everything, to save the economy, and we'll pay our taxes to the foreign bank, and it'll all be secret what they do. And the New World Order's real, but it's good. All over the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Times of London, London Guardian. Articles with headlines like, and now for world government, and the New World Order to the rescue. And their readers are commenting in the comment pages, going with thousands of comments, well, wait, you said this didn't exist, and I thought those people were kooks, but now this article says it does exist, but I guess maybe they're saying this will fix the economy. I want my 401k to survive, and they're saying only by rolling it into a larger governmental union can that happen. I guess maybe I'm for it then. But others are going, wait a minute, you said this didn't exist all the time. It's the banks that are doing all this. They're the ones that engineered this. What are you talking about? And then they'll write other sub-articles or comments going, ah, you just don't know what's needed. You have lack of vision. You're small-minded. You want to go backwards in time, not forwards. So now they've imploded the United States like a corpse that's cooling. It's still warm, but it will soon become ice cold. We live inside the corpse. It can still be resurrected, but only by you becoming extremely focused, informed, and animated. To see the country covered with ticks and fleas and mites feeding and sucking on it, and now the color went out of its pink flesh. It turned white and then blue. Now it begins to rot. The lips pull back from the teeth. The eyes no longer have any life in them. Become like dark jelly. And the ticks climb over, celebrating and preening and blowing their trumpets. They've opened the door, and an army of bigger, more disgusting ticks comes toddling in, swaying, filled with the blood of all the third world nations they've smashed and destroyed and murdered and euthanized and injected with cancer viruses, celebrating that, ah, we're pulling it down, we're pulling the Republic down, ha ha! All we did in the Soviet Union, all the tens of millions murdered, soon we'll truly sup on blood. We'll dine on men's flesh tonight. Soon you will taste the blood of Americans. Soon you will dine on them. Soon you will pull their children away from them as they beg and plead. What say you, throngs of vampires, of soulless cretins of Satan? What say you to our great victory over the Republic? What say you? And they cheer, yes, yes. Soon we will stage the final terror attacks. Soon we will completely smash the Republic, and soon they will beg and plead, and you, your dark spirits, will be able to feed all the ancient spirits of evil that inhabit this throng, this horde, these legions of darkness, will be able to sup on the terror and pain of the American people. The ancient enemy of the New World Order will soon be in our control, and the mass murder of these enemies will be greater than our supping. Our feeding in Russia and China and Germany and Africa and Latin America. Soon we will kill with wanton abandon. Soon we will revel in their blood. I see the enemy. I can stare right past the New World Order's veils. I know their spirit. And what you just saw was nothing more than a mirror into the heart of darkness. Into what you face. Your impoverishment is certain. Your enslavement is near. Your death, for many of you, is a guaranteed, a guarantor, unless you rise in every way known to you. Unless you let the Spirit of the living God inhabit you, and unless you say a prayer that you commit yourself to whatever danger, you commit yourself into the God of life's hands and ask the great Creator to empower and to breathe life into your limbs and into your soul and into your mind and commit yourself to the fight against darkness, that is the only escape. And it may not be a physical escape, but it is a guaranteed spiritual escape and an eternal escape. The devil's greatest trick was to teach the public that he didn't exist. And that's what they've done. Even if you're an atheist, notice that they've taught you there's no good and evil. They wrote books like Beyond Good and Evil. They teach you there's no moral compass, so you will stand down. So you are rudderless, but they have their moral compass. Death and destruction and eternal domination, the high priest of power, always pressing on the nerve of power, always tearing apart the innocent, the begging, the pleading. It's not about state control. It's not about even them running things. It's about attacking goodness. Everything they build is to savage goodness and honor and beauty. They hate it. The darkness runs from the light. And they have been building towards their great work, sucking down the United States, using its remnants as fodder, as coal in their blast furnace, to roll forward their great siege engines of destruction, their warmonths, their battering rams, to tear down the few remaining countries in the world that have not fallen to the ultimate evil. If you're in the military, you serve the greatest evil ever known. Period. You may not be an evil person, but you are in an evil government. You are in an evil army. If you are a policeman, most cities have fully fallen to the evil. They have delusional, weak-minded people running their systems. You are serving evil. And you say, but things will fall apart if we're not here. That's right. They've built a system. They have built a degenerate system where they are needed. Why are they destroying the economy now? To bring in more domestication, more control, to tie down the people so they can feed on us. They are spiritual vampires. They are soulless black holes who only exist to tear down innocence. They are your mortal enemy, and they are here among us, and their numbers swell. But our numbers, and he that is in us, is greater than he who is in the world. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator, producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The EcolaBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call EcolaBlue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit EcolaBlue at ecolablue.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Point the cannon at you. Stop that.
are back live.
Don't they help themselves?
The tax man gives him the key to the land. And with the wine and nothing left.
And they don't even pay taxes themselves. Cheney warns of new attacks terrorizing the public. In an interview with Politico, Cheney unyieldingly defended the Bush administration's support for the Guantanamo Bay prison and coercive interrogation of terrorist suspects. As he asserted that President Obama will either backtrack on his stated intentions to end those policies or put the country at risk. You keep the torture going, the secret arrest, or the risk. In ways more severe than most Americans, and he charged many members of Obama's own team, understand. When we get people who are more concerned about reading the rights to an al-Qaeda terrorist, you mean a pot smoker or a woman who raises her voice to police, than they are with protecting the United States against people who are absolutely committed to doing anything they can to kill Americans, then I worry. Oh, Cheney, you care so much about us. Protecting the country's security is a tough, mean, dirty, nasty business, he said. You got to work on the dark side. Remember that quote from Cheney? You got to work on the dark side sometimes. These are evil people. It takes one to know one, doesn't it? And we're not going to win this fight by turning the other cheek. Citing intelligence reports, Cheney said at least 61 of the inmates who were released from Guantanamo during the Bush administration, that's about 11 to 12%, have gone back into the business of being terrorists. Yes, popping up on CIA front websites. That was the whole point. They took innocent people there and turned them into operatives. The 200 or so inmates still there, he claimed. Like, I even said on air they were going to have them popping up on TV, and they did. I just got these people figured out, man. Oh, it's sick. Be able to look right into their minds. The 200 or so inmates still there, he claimed, are the hardcore whose recidivism rate would be much higher. Lawyers for Guantanamo detainees have strongly disputed the recidivism figures, asserting that the Pentagon data have inconsistencies and omissions. How do you know they're guilty if they haven't been tried? I mean, this is ridiculous. And then the author of Bone Crusher, Jawbreaker, we had him on, the CIA section chief over Afghanistan, admitted that they would just go grab innocent 14-year-old kids and put them in there. Cheney called Guantanamo a first-class program and a necessary facility that it's operated legally and with better food and treatment than the jails and inmates in native countries. But he said he worried that instead of sitting down and carefully evaluating the policies, Obama officials are unwisely following campaign rhetoric and preparing to release terrorism suspects or afford them legal protection. So what does this do? This is Cheney. See, oh, this is play acting. They've left all the key globalists in. They brought in the Clinton people. They've left Gates and all these other neocons in. All these neocons like Max Boot, and they're just saying we love Obama now. All of this is going on and happening. And then Cheney comes out and says Obama isn't getting tough on terrorists, and that makes his stance, which is really the same one, look good to liberals. See, that's how the left and right paradigm works. They give each other political cover. This will energize Obama's base. All right, I'm going to get more into this, but for 30 minutes we're going to have a guest on, going in on the horn, getting into all the illegalities going on, including Secretary of State Clinton.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.